preparing today's message, I recalled my years in grade school when a teacher would write some vocabulary words on the chalkboard and drill us on their meanings. Today, I want us to consider two vocabulary words that we already use a lot, but I often wonder if we truly understand their meaning. The two vocabulary words are faith and belief, or believe. I reckon we don't always know what the words are about, so let's wrestle with them a little this evening. Word number one, faith. Our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews gives us a working definition of the word faith. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Well, those are good words. So again, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Before we go further, let's pause for a moment. These days, faith can seem to be a bad word to some folks. They make it out as being gullible, naive, or irrational. They say, choose instead the rational thought of science. And yet, we Catholics have no problem with science and the scientific method. We teach it in our schools and universities right up through the doctoral programs. Of course, what the naysayers about faith say about faith isn't at all what we mean by it. At the heart of the scriptures is the understanding of God as a person, but not a person like us. You and I are creatures, that is, created beings living in a created world. God is not of this created world, and so doesn't leave footprints that we can measure with the scientific method. Rather, God precedes God is beyond this created existence. Indeed, God is existence or being itself. This personal God has chosen to speak. Here's an analogy that is a way to understand what we Catholics mean by faith. A young man is going to meet a young woman. Of course, many of you have already done that. And women, you can track this analogy in the opposite direction. This young woman hasn't been seen by the young man. So he wants to learn as much as he can about her. What does she like to do? How does she get along with others? What is she like? He wants to look her over and ask others for what they know about her. Where does she work? What does she enjoy? What are her interests? The young man has high hopes. And when he actually encounters her, he'll bring what he's learned about her to that encounter. But he then has a decision to make. He has to decide if he can trust what he's learned and experienced about her. That trust is what we call faith. The young man has come to put his faith in her, and his faith is evidence of a very rational hope. That's what we mean by putting our faith in God. But teenagers, here's how this applies to you. Use your reasoning abilities, your rational abilities, to learn about God. Now, we Catholics, again, love science. But God is not a created being that we can measure. And yet, God is a person who has chosen to speak to us through the scriptures, through our use of reason, through the experience of the people we call church, through the person of Jesus. And we bring what we have learned to that moment of decision when we put our faith, our trust in God. Of course, this is light years removed from being gullible or naive or irrational. Again, as today's second reading puts it, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. If I had my grade school chalkboard with me, I'd write the word faith on it as a vocabulary word and have you drill on it with me. Faith. Trust. Word number two. Belief or believe. Now, we make a mistake if we think that a belief is a guess or a blind stab at something. We make a mistake if we think that a belief is something less than knowledge. However, we easily forget how language evolves and how words come to be pronounced differently and take on layers of new meaning over time. So it can be good to cut through that fog and consider how a word began. What was its origin? So we can do that with the word belief, or believe. In early English, it was the word belifen, which means to hold something dear or to give something that real value. And over the centuries, belifen comes to be pronounced as belief or believe. Belifen, believe. You can hear the common sounds there. And when you look at your wife or husband or child or coworker or friend and say, I believe in you, you're not at all saying, I'm making a wild guess about you. No. Instead, I believe in you means I hold you dear. I put the greatest value on you. In the same way, when you say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, you're saying, I hold God, I hold Jesus dear. We put the greatest value on God, on Jesus, on the death and resurrection of Jesus. Vocabulary word one, faith. You have decided to put your trust in Jesus. Vocabulary word number two, belief or believe. You give real value to your relationship with Jesus. today's gospel proclamation as Jesus expressing all of this with these words: where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Again, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The gospel invites you and me to let nothing be an obstacle to your faith, your trust in Jesus. The gospel invites you to make your faith where you find your treasure. So this week, or this evening, my prayer for you is that may you continue to put your trust in Jesus. May you believe in Jesus by putting the greatest value on your treasure of faith.